Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to
good
get
day. Time
gone.
Is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with my lovely hostess. Would you like to be the co-host or the hostess, Jennifer?
I'll be the hostess with the mostest.
Jennifer,
I want to be
Horn.
The hostess.
Really? You'll have to
You're
change your attire and go visit Caitlyn Jenner and have a good time with that. That's Rich McFadden's voice. I have this new microphone, and I keep hitting it with my glasses.
Oh, you know, why is your you're doing it wrong if your glasses are hitting the microphone?
You're not supposed to be talking with your eyes.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Although sometimes that's very sensual, Dougie.
There we go. Okay.
I see you.
Kenny. Ken Kessler, yes. Who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. What's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
I know.
Is this a joke?
Oh, I think I know.
Is this a joke?
The migrant is still in motion, right?
Well, everybody take a shot at this. Because this is big news. Everybody's talking about the refugee problem here and in Europe. So what's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
Refugees are forced out of wherever they are. Mm-hmm.
Migrants are looking
choose
for work.
To go to get a better life.
Migrants hang out at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Working for $10 an hour.
Yeah. The refugees are the ones that are being driven out. If you go to the Middle East, for example, what ISIS is doing to the Syrians, those people are refugees. Mm-hmm. And then if you go into the situation in Mexico or in Europe where the migrants are trying to get into the European Union, some of them have traveled and drifted as refugees up into those areas. But the whole thing is becoming so distorted because there are so many of them. It's a serious, serious problem because there are hundreds of thousands of people who are leaving every day trying to get someplace else. The problem in Greece. And so you look at all of these various situations here. By the way, I gave you the wrong information. No. I said before that the boy that washed up, the body of that little boy that washed up on shore was 12. That's not correct. He was 3.
A baby.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the Syrian refugee who drowned, that was all over social media yesterday. The picture was everywhere.
Yeah. Still is today.
Yeah. There was a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old. And then there were about, I think, 10 others. And so they've all been trying to get out of they first try to get to Greece. And then from there, they want to get into somehow get onto a Eurostar train. And they aren't letting them. If they go up to Hungary and go to Budapest, they're not letting them out of there. It's a very difficult situation. And so it is ongoing. And you wonder who. Again, back to what we were talking about yesterday, the leadership. We have no real leadership in the world. The Pope, we sort of agreed among the four of us.
What do you do when you have tens of thousands of people just rush you?
You go down to the Middle East and you bomb the hell out of ISIS and put them out of business so that everybody that's at least in that area.
Nobody's got the guts to do it because you're going to have collateral damage.
There's no leadership.
You're going to have collateral damage and innocent people and ISIS.
They're so busy worried about this Iran nuclear deal. They're not paying any attention. All it was is about Obama and his legacy and what his ego is all about. And we're going to get this deal done no matter what. It sounds like health care. It sounds like other things to get the Iraqi war itself. Let's jam it through, embarrass
everybody.
Can we
talk a little bit about, though, the people that are leaving, the refugees? Nobody wants to stay and fight for their own country anymore.
Well, here, most of these people have families. I mean, you see all the children, like, strapped to these kids' back, or to these people's backs. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, ISIS, Rich, I mean, to be fair to these people, they don't have weaponry and stuff to fight ISIS, which is a huge power.
And when ISIS... give them weaponry, it gets stolen.
Well, we give that to the military, that's a whole different story because then they just drop and run. But these are people that are not in the military who have kids strapped. I mean, I feel sorry for these people. This kills me.
But how did
and
ISIS
they
get
have
to where
to
they
leave.
Are? They militarized themselves.
We left them and we left Iraq too fast and that destabilized the region.
No. I'm not talking how they formed. I'm talking about where did they get all of their... If ISIS
can from
build
our,
there,
it's
military,
our weaponry.
Sure.
It's stolen.
Right. So why can't the good guys do the same thing? Why didn't they?
Because the good guys don't... the good guys are all relative in the Middle East. I mean, the answer is that we are going to have to do something, sadly, because it always falls on us. And if we want to be, if we want to continue being the leader of the free world,
I agree.
Then we have to do something.
You
and what we need
troops.
To do, and I don't know why there's so much argument, there's so much arguing about
arguments.
There's a lot of arguing about whether or not we should go and if there should be boots on the ground and airstrikes. You probably don't want to put boots on the ground under President Obama because he's not going to do a lot of backing for the military. So, okay, boots on the ground, off the table. Americans don't support that anyway. These airstrikes, they're so afraid to drop and, you know, drone these guys because they say that there's going to be collateral damage. But really, when ISIS goes into places like Ramadi and they take a stronghold on places, all the innocents are gone. They either join ISIS or they run to Europe like they're doing now because they will be killed if they stick around and they're not in ISIS.
Still didn't answer the question, why don't they stay and fight for their country? And that's a good question.
Well, I think many of these people aren't military people. I think these are just...
You think the first people that fought for our liberty were military
people? Okay, so I'll ask the question to Rich. You're not trained.
We don't have time for it. Ask him later on.
We'll ask. Part two to be continued.
13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with the important medical news of the week. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip overs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet? Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find five or six people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Going back to 1990, this is called the Trent Tucker rule.
You can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket. Yeah!
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We now have the services of one Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us to go through some of the important medical news of the week. Don't forget, he's available also taking your calls live from 7 to 9 East Coast time in the morning on Saturday. Program is broadcast to a couple of hundred stations around the country various times over the weekend. But if you want to get your question in, you can call 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken, 888-55 Dr. Ken, or send email to Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. So a lot of people are asking questions today, Ken, about our heart and whether we have a heart that is the same age as the rest of our body. The age determined by what? Age of the heart and the age of the body. This is because there's a report this week in the medical journal called Vital Signs that most Americans actually outpace their actual age when it comes to their heart. 3 out of 4 adults, they report in this study, Doug, of Americans have a heart age that is older than their actual age, posing potential health risks for nearly 69 million Americans between the ages of 30 and 74. Heart age, it's based on the calculated age of a person's cardiovascular system. It's based on risk and lifestyle factors such as high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and body mass index, this new way to assess your height and weight together into one number. It should be under 25. Too many American adults have a heart age years older than their real age, increasing their risk for heart disease and stroke.
So obesity is going to be a factor here. 3 out of 4 adults have a heart that's older than the rest of their body. So you know my heart. Is my heart older, younger, or the same as my age?
Your heart is probably a little bit younger than your age.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Because your risk factors are really pretty under pretty good control.
Mm-hmm. All right, so word to the wise there. Those of you who do not get enough rest, danger sign. Ken will explain what happens to you if you don't get the rest that you need.
More good evidence that part of a healthy lifestyle is not only diet, exercise, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, but sleep, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. This is out of the medical journal. Sleep, people who sleep 6 hours a night or less, Doug, are 4 times more likely to catch a cold when they're exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. Your immune system simply needs to sleep to function at its best.
All right, back to smoking. And the difficulty people have now who have started early, what's going on here?
This is out of a medical meeting in Europe this week. While the number of people who smoke cigarettes, Doug, has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this is just going to increase the risk of all these circulatory issues.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs that are responsible for Neo 40 and Superbeats. Ken has, as a cardiologist, really studied this and has demonstrated the most powerful way to support these products by giving them, these products, to his patients at Lake Cardiology, his center in Florida. Why?
Doug, here's the whole story on an evidence-based product that I really like. In 1988, the nitric oxide story was discovered. Nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day, Doug, I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each of our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because there's finally a product that I found, a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the body's declining nitric oxide production levels. So Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide. To keep your circulation healthy, Superbeats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 to get Superbeats and ask about Neo 40. 800-655-4183 to live longer and better.